Warning, this podcast is not affiliated with Fox, Next Level Chef, the contestants, or its production. Hey, it's Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat with you all about Next Level Chef Season 3. Each week, we will break down every episode to chat about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to
unfold. Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete, and we are here with a very exclusive interview with the most recently eliminated contestant from Next Level Chef. Welcome to the show, Chris. Hey Chris, what's up, how everybody? Are
you? Hey, I'm doing great over here. I'm over here in Orange County, just living the dream. You know, it's all good. We're over here just chilling. Let's chop it up.
We are unfortunately sad to talk to you. I'm very excited to talk to you, but I had a pretty like emotional response to this elimination. I was really upset about it. No way. Yeah, it was very shocking. And two, it was one of those eliminations when you're watching reality TV shows that you're just like, no, like what? Like, oh it my should, God. Like that's not how it's supposed to go.
Right. You know? It was like a movie. And then it's like, no, that person, it was like almost like a scary movie. Like, no, that person's not supposed to go, right?
Yeah. They weren't supposed to die yet.
Yeah. I was supposed to die yet. Like maybe on top five, on top right. 10. What the heck? Right. You got this badass chef with tattoos on their face, a cool backstory, a badass that's out there in this culinary world, so much experience. And next thing you know, it's like, bam, it's gone. Damn.
I wasn't a fan of this. This was not a good week. I didn't like this. I mean, and it's interesting too, because he was in the bottom, Mauda was in the bottom the last 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, like, so I would just assume that if you have gotten to the bottom 2 weeks in a row and you're making a judgment, or if you're one of the, you're Blaze at this point, wouldn't you put in the equation like, okay, well, last week he was in the bottom as well. Let's hang on to Chris because, you know, Mauda seems to be in the bottom a bunch. You know what I mean? Like, and his last dish last week didn't look great.
Oh, the steak dish with the ramen was.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Okay. So this is where I'm at. I'm a heavy hitter chef, right? Over 20 years of experience. I do food trucks, fine dining restaurants, right? I'm in a restaurant too. And also, you know, personal chef experience at people's houses and their yachts, luxury Airbnbs. I get down. I'm a badass. I don't have illest tattooed on my face for nothing in a crown, right?
Love
badass
it.
Chef type, right? I mean, I have, these are all chef tattoos. I'm a fucking culinary beast, right?
No
and
doubt,
here
bro.
We go. I mean, I love Mauda. God bless Mauda. But we're talking about food now.
Right.
Now, if you keep cooking stir-fried with burnt rice and those shrimps.
Yeah,
that are
what was rubber, that?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I mean.
You know what I mean? I'm a chef. I'm the real deal. I'm a badass. You know what I mean? People get fired for that shit at work. You know what I mean? And I fire motherfuckers. I'll roll a motherfucker out my kitchen for that. Right? And then you have, with me, with the steak challenge, cutting all these badass steaks for my team. You know what I mean? You know, I used bone marrow on that round. I didn't get props for it. You know, on the tropical fish challenge, I'm over here using, you know, barramundi sea bass with that pistachio and crust with that I want to say dragon fruit relish and beurre blancs. You know what I mean? That shit is heavy hitter.
Real, yeah, like real.
It's real shit. And then from there you go into this where the pizza, okay, I get it. I screwed up, right? And then also grabbing Jordan's by accident, stupid dough, right?
Well, I want to ask you about that.
Chris. They dramatize the shit out of that.
Right. And he's like, oh, is this sabotage? I'm like, bro, if I want to sabotage, I'll turn off your damn gas.
Sabotage. He said sabotage. He said that. Right. I was like, what are we talking about here?
Right.
Clearly accidentally grabbed it. It was not like you snuck over and took the dough. You
know right.
I mean? And you barely did anything with it.
I just rolled it out. I did his ass a favor.
So they play the whole angle of like overworking the dough and like blah blah blah. And I'm like, first of all, it wasn't overworked. And second of all, there's a whole nother piece of dough there. Like
right.
There's a whole nother one. You don't need to. Like
I should have grabbed
pizza
that
dough.
I should have grabbed that dough and fucking threw it at him. Right? Here you go, here's your shit back.
Like, you don't need to.
You know what I mean? Hey, for real, I'm a badass in the kitchen. You should see me right here in this real setting.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean? I'm a fucking badass, you know?
I get it. Like, TV is so, it's like.
But I lost a lot of respect for, I mean, I like Jordan. I think he seems like a nice person, but I lost a little respect for him in this challenge a little bit because, like, there's been a couple of little dramatic things that he's that he's done, you know what I mean? Like not using the deciding whether to use the pin or not, or all that bullshit. Just use it. Just fucking use the pin. You know what I mean? Like stop with all right. You know what I mean? And then like the sabotage comment that he made towards you, I was like, what is going on with this guy? Like, why is he doing things like this? Like,
you know what that is? You know what that is? He reminds me of those cooks in those kitchens, right? Like he goes and tattletales here and trying to make himself look good. Like, hey, can I have his shift? That person, you got to fire him because, you know, he's a bad guy. You know what I mean?
That's exactly it.
You put me on the motherfucking line when I was growing up in this kitchen. You put me on the motherfucking line. Like, hey, give me these tongs. I'm going to fucking outdo you right here. Your ass is going to get sent home. You're going to get fucking fired because I'm going to show up. I'll do three stations at once. I don't give a fuck. I'll work fry, saute, and fucking grill at the same time. I don't give a shit.
Right. You know
I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a badass. Look at Rolling Loud. When I did Rolling Loud with Kodak Black, I did $100,000 in wings in 3 days. You're going to tell me I'm not a badass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, no, you definitely are. Well,
and
dude,
you got this guy that, you know, he needs to look all pretty and shit. And then, oh my God, you got my dough. Fuck that.
So, Chris, I have a question because it has been alluded to us by other contestants that maybe Jordan was not there for the right reasons. Is that something you felt as well or knew or like?
Well, look at Jordan played it right, I want to say.
Okay.
I should have been that manipulative guy, like, oh my God, I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. You know what I mean? I should have been that guy. I should have been like, you know what I mean? I probably would have went farther, but
you don't want to be that guy, you know.
No, like, I was the real dude. I was the real deal on this.
You were the first pick. You were the first pick.
Well, like, dude,
that's what I'm saying.
That's wild. Like, that must have been wild from the beginning. You know what I mean? Like, here you are on this show. You don't know where you're gonna, you know, you don't even know if you can get on the show. And then you're the first fucking pick, you know?
That's what I'm saying. And check this out. Back then, I'm there at 13 years old washing dishes at Laguna Beach. My dad is a badass running all three locations on the beach. You know, Laguna Beach, Dana Point, and fucking Cardiff, right? By the sea. And then my dad said, hey, Chris, get your ass over here. Who's your culinary hero? And I'm like, well, you, Dad. You're my Iron Man.
Aww.
He's like, no, bullshit. He's like, no, for real. Who's your culinary hero? I'm like, well, Gordon Ramsay, of course. And then he's like, I watch him all the time. He's like, exactly. I see you watching him. He's like, close your eyes. Look at the beach. Close your eyes and manifest this. I'm going to teach you how to the power manifestation. It's like, close my eyes. I'm like, so repeat after me. I'm going to cook with Gordon Ramsay one day. It's like, close my eyes. I'm going to cook with Gordon Ramsay one day. He's like, no. You say it, put it in the universe. I'm going to cook with Gordon Ramsay one day. I'm going to make things happen. And he's like, say it and just say that a few times a day. And I want you to practice that with your career. You're going to be an executive chef. You're going to own a restaurant. You're going to own your stuff. You're going to own it. And you're going to feel it. The power of manifestation. Here I am years later going on the show. And then my dad is like, hey, my dad showed up before I flew out. He took, you know, he was with me. We had dinner together at one of my restaurants. He's like, hey, remember that one day in Laguna Beach? He's like, hey, you're going to cook with your culinary hero. He's like, but don't forget about your Iron Man is always right here watching your back.
That's
like,
awesome.
You go there and you kick ass. So
dude, that's amazing.
When I went into this show, I didn't go in arrogant. I didn't go in stuck up. I went in to inspire because before I got on the plane, my dad's words hit me. You know what I mean? Power manifestation and also just cooking with your heart open. My dad said, hey, you cook with your heart, bro. He's like, you cook with your heart and remember you're a Zorin. And we have a big name here in Orange County and you live up to that name. Don't be arrogant. Don't be stuck up because I didn't teach you that. I taught you how to be hospitality real and I taught you how to cook real food. So you go in there with your open heart. And that's what I cooked with.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It definitely came across that way. I mean, you came across as, you know, like such like a upright, you know, like I know what I'm doing. Wow. Like just a really, really great chef, a great person. You came across great, like on camera, everything. And I think that's, as we've done this through many shows and interviewed so many contestants and always I'm like, even if you go home early, it's the people that like compete with integrity and just be them real, their real selves on TV are the ones that go the farthest afterwards and then have the best experience.
I agree. And one of my things that I went in, I said, it's not about winning or losing. It's about who you're going to inspire on the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people that look up to me on my social media or just people in general, just that, you know, that know me that, you know, I go to
and your employees and, you know, like everyone.
Yes. Like everybody and people that know of me, they want to have the same business model that I have, you know, cooking at people's houses, luxury Airbnbs, doing a food truck, you know, just being fun. I mean, if you follow my social media, my 24-hour story is always lit, you know, down to the cars that I drive, down to the people that I'm with, you know, the celebrities I cook for. It's fucking fun. This is my lifestyle. I created something dope. And if I'm able to share that and inspire somebody else to live their dream, why not?
Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Yeah, you're totally authentic and real, man. You came across awesome on this show. And that's why when Kelsey said that she was devastated when the elimination happened, I think we all felt that, man, because you just come up, your heart is just on your sleeve. It's on TV that way too, you know, like you said, right? You know, you're cooking food with from your heart, man. That's important shit, dude. It came across that way on the show for real.
I appreciate you. One of my favorite movies was Slumdog Millionaire, right? I don't know if you guys seen it.
Yeah.
You know, and when I went in there, you know, I was telling my wife this. I said, you know what? I'm going to go in there and cook off of based off of memory. I'm not going to go in there and try to plan out my day and I'm going to do this or whatever. I'm going to close my eyes, manifest, and just do my dishes. You know, the beurre blancs that I made. It reminded me when I was a kid in the kitchen with my dad, the demi glazes, the steak, you know, hanging out with Chef Pascal. You know, all of these were memories. And when I was doing it, if you could see me really smiling on camera, that was authentic because I remembered all that stuff. You know, and then, you know, just asking about, you know, just asking about certain things, you know, even when they talked about Danae, my wife, you know, I was just like, man, like all the sacrifices, the blood, sweat, and tears, no weekends, no holidays, no nothing. Because it was all based on this real chef life. You know, I just let it out right there and it was my time to shine. And, you know, I think I did it right.
Totally. Yeah, you definitely did. And it's, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a show. Like, you know, people got to go home. It's, it's half production. It's like, you know, and we have to understand that. And, it's about highlighting, like, that's why we love what we do here is just like highlighting the individuals for who they are, you know, letting us hear like, okay, this was your character on TV. Who are you? You know, like, what are you doing? You know, what really happened? So we love to just like, hear, you know, all of your successes outside of what the show was.
I agree. And then they asked me, what was I going to do with this money if I would have won it? Okay, I would have built a school for kids that, you know, kids that don't have enough money to go to culinary school, or, you know, do something, probably buy another food truck and, you know, run it with I want to say teenage kids. So it was crazy. My dream came true. I'm at the juvenile hall that I went to when I was a kid. And I'm talking to these group of kids, you know, I don't post about it. It's something I do. So once a month I go and talk to these kids. Now they're opening up the culinary program in the juvenile hall. Now I get to go over there.
Awesome.
And so, whoever's watching this, if you guys want to, you know, just see it and, you know, I encourage people just to, you know, give back to your community. You know, if this show is powerful enough for people to recognize me, I want them to recognize me about that guy giving back. You know, if I could change one kid's life the same way my dad changed my life, you know, everybody got to see my backstory. You know, it's a chain reaction. You never know who they can change. So this show, I want to say at the end of the day, I ended up winning. I won, you know, me and Lauren, Chef Lauren, we're doing something together with the aviation. We partnered up.
Yeah.
You know,
I wanted to ask you about that. Yeah. I've become a little bit of a buddy of hers and she said you guys are doing some stuff. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, you know, yesterday she did a party of 150. You know, and she fucking killed it. She absolutely killed it. So we merged my team. She takes half of my team and does that event. You know, we've done stuff in Palm Springs with Viore, you know, personal chef experiences. It's happening. It's here. So at the end of the day, it's not about the destination. It's all about the journey. And damn, my journey is excellent. It's happening. It's really cool.
You were just on the coolest Gordon Ramsay show. You know what I mean? Like,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm happy about that show? They gave me my backstory, the real Chris Lawrence. And I got to highlight my dad. I don't think my dad got enough props for me. You know, I put my dad through hell in this. I didn't know how to cook. I was burning everything. I remember this one time in Laguna Beach. I just had one job to do when I was a dishwasher. He's like, hey, I need you to put sugar on these 60 creme brulees. And you, just burn it, right?
And just torch it, right?
Just torch it. That's it. My dumb ass is like, hey, Chris, it's game time. It's showtime. I run over there, grab the fucking creme brulees, throw this shit on there, boom. And I get the torch. And everything started popping, right? He's like, dog, did you just fucking put salt on all the creme brulees instead of sugar?
God. Shit.
That's amazing.
So, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
All of those, I mean, there was a lot of shit like that, down to 22 quarts or, you know, of dressings falling in the walk-in because I moved something. I put my dad through hell in this. So, you know, my dad really molded me into be a real chef. And, I, you know, I just got to say, you know, all the shit that I put him through on this whole culinary world, you know, now it's here. Now you get to see, you know, he built me. He built me where I am. Now I'm a badass.
Well, yeah, and as a parent, like, they love every part of that. You know, they love the shit that you put them through, and then they love seeing you come out on the other side. So, like, they enjoy all of it. It's just, like, part of the journey.
It is. That's why I said it's not the destination. It's all the journey.
Now we he loved it when you did that and you screwed the shit up, but he loves it even better now when, like, you're thanking him for it. So
right. I was the worst cook. Now I'm over here doing my thing. This is cool. It's very inspirational, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Chris, where can we follow you? Are you, like, where can we find all
you
your
have a po- you have a podcast, right? Taco Tuesday. Is that your podcast?
Okay. No, Taco Tuesday. I was just on TacoTuesday.com with the Orange County Restaurant Association. Cool. They're really badass. I'm going to be doing Taco Tuesday tours, secret taco dinners. You know, I'm going to be the taco of the town.
That's awesome, bro. Yeah.
So I have the podcast. My personal podcast is Let's Chop It Up OC. And you can find me at Chris Zorin. That one is just my personal one. That's just the chef life. I just post something about chef life and inspirational stuff. That's at Chris, C-H-R-I-S. And then my last name is Zorin, but it starts with the T silent, T-Z-O-R-I-N, or at @TasteCollective_. Taste Collective is my umbrella. That's the food truck. That's the snack energy drink that I just launched. You know, I just launched the energy drink. You know, so you can follow me. You can always inbox me. I'm very personable. I always answer back. I do follow back. I'm not arrogant. I just want to say, you know, I'm all about the people. I'm the people's champ. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's it. Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I love amazing. It. Yeah, I love that it. Shit. Well, Chris, thank you so much for chatting with us. It was honestly our pleasure and our honor to get to talk to you and hear everything that you have to share. We loved watching you in the show, and we're going to love it even more now getting to follow you on your actual culinary real life journey. So we're very, very happy to see what's next.
You know what? Thank you so much for all the love and support. That really means a lot to me. You know that you know, you didn't want to see me go home, that you guys were cheering me on. I have a lot of cheer out there, and you know, I'm going to continue my success, you know, and you know that we're out here in the real stuff. Come try my food. Come chop it up with me. I just got to give a shout out to my dad, Chef Luis Zorin, also Chef Pascal, two of my biggest mentors. And then my culinary muscle, the muscle that actually got me to where I am and held it down when I'm doing these shows or out on the road or do my thing, my wife, Danae Dumas.
Yeah.
Love you to death. You know, there's three bones in life. There's a wishbone, which I always wish manifest. There's a funny bone, which I love to laugh. You know what I mean? And there's a backbone. And, you know, she's my backbone.
Oh, that's nice. Very nice.
That's amazing. Cool. I love it, Chris. That's alrighty. Awesome. Thank you. Great
I'll see
to
you
catch
around
up.
For sure.
And we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much love, guys. Thank you so much.
Later. Bye.
Yeah. Later. Bye-bye.